Let's say hi to our special guest, Ian Fenwick, who, as I say, has got loads of stuff to go through us tonight. So hi, Ian, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Tom, you?
Let's properly introduce him now. That's Ian Fenwick, and Ian used to work with me at Rothko, and latterly, certainly for a few years now, has done some absolutely amazing charity work. He really has. Almost half killing himself in the process. Some of these triathlons and marathon runs and all sorts of fabulous stuff. So there is a new project ongoing at the minute, and I'm going to ask Ian to give us a little insight into that and then lead us into his first selection of the night.
Cheers, Tom. It's obviously, you know, nice to be back here as well. Thanks for inviting us on the show again. It's a 2-year challenge, guys. If anyone's got access to the internet, www.k2onamission.co.uk. That goes hand in hand what Daff was saying, kung fu fighting, K2, etc. And what I'm basically doing is doing different events over the next 2 years to raise money and awareness for two amazing charities, St Oswald Hospice in Gosforth, Newcastle upon Tyne, and also the Retired Greyhound Trust, who...
That's just lovely, Ian. Excellent. And you have two greyhounds yourself, of course, don't you?
I have now, yeah.
And their names?
Scooby and Lady.
Scooby-Doo.
And just to say the web address again, it's all the W's. It's k2onamission.co.uk. So it's actually spelled k2onamission.co.uk. And you can go on there and look about the information about the charities, get involved. You know, they're both looking for volunteers. To do work with them. And you can donate online as well securely.
Fabulous. And have you got some specific plans then as what you're going to be doing?
I have, yeah. As you know, the marathon in Inverness, Loch Ness Marathon, wasn't particularly good, but so far, just with that small event, we've raised in the region of £900 for St Oswald's Hospice and just under £500 for the Retired Greyhound Trust.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Which well is, done. You know, obviously, that's in addition to the £3,000 that you helped us raise with all your support. And Kevin again, who I dedicated that to, my backup driver. And those dark days of running from Edinburgh to Newcastle back in 2008.
Well, you were just so unlucky with the weather, weren't you? Let's face it, you were.
It was just one of those things.
Yeah.
But it's spurred us on, and as I say, we raised just over £3,000.
Yes. Then. Ian is an absolute living Iron Man. That's what he is. Tell me a wee bit more then about the charity events and what you're doing specifically up in the next few months.
As you know, like you know many others out there, big supporters of St Oswald's Hospice, the just amazing work they do. Anybody who visits the hospice, for a place where a lot of people go there to basically spend the final days, I've never been in a place where there's so much positivity, so much hope. And people who are motivated in what they're doing, they're absolutely amazing there. And it's something I strongly believe in is, as human beings, I think we've got a responsibility to help others, to those who can't help themselves or need help. But that also goes to animals as well. And you've got the Retired Greyhound Trust who are there to rehome, you know, obviously greyhounds who have finished racing. And if anybody is looking for a dog as a pet, they're absolutely beautiful.
Well, it's an interesting thing with greyhounds, because my misconception was that they need loads of exercise.
No, not at all. The most laziest animals in the world. They never want to go out at night time, you know, and they're so beautiful, they're so loving. 45-mile-an-hour couch potatoes, that's what they are.
Does it take a lot of feeding, the big dogs?
Not at all, no.
No? Text here that I must read out just quickly. Ian, you mentioned playing with your action man. Well, you've turned into a real-life one. People don't realise how much goes into all these challenges and how many injuries you've encountered along the way. You will agree, Tom, Ian is a genuine and caring person. I very much do agree with that. And everyone who knows him will agree. Good luck with all the challenges. I know it's an expensive time of year, but every penny counts towards these charities. You can make a difference. Love you loads, Judith.
Thanks, Jude.
That's lovely.
And as you're saying, you can go online, www.k2onamission.co.uk, and still donate, which is a constant thing. And then after that, the big one, which is in July, when I'm planning to run, swim, cycle and canoe, not the same time, by the way, Tom, from Whitehaven across to Tynemouth, going through the lake, so... Bit of swimming in the lakes and canoeing, etc.
Sounds mighty impressive, I tell you. When's that one? July?
That's July.
So what has that got a particular name? You know how a triathlon, well, it's, you know? Have you made it up?
No, quadrathon, which me and Kevin were talking about, actually, because Julie, when I mentioned it...
She's not doing it.
No, our eyes like looked at Kevin, and Kevin went, well, I've seen one of these in Scotland as well, so mm-hmm. that's something.
But quadrathon.
Quadrathon, yeah.
Website address again, if people want to get on there and donate.
All the W's, Cato, with a C, Cato, on a mission, .co.uk. As I keep saying, you can go on there. I am going to bite the bullet and get into Facebook and Twitter and all this sort of stuff. So I'll be tweeting Alexa Duff, because I know you'll be on there all the time, down in your little home in Stoke on Trent. And, you know, I'll get on there. But people can go on, because it's a challenge over 2 years, they can donate all the time.
Brilliant. And when will this 2 years actually expire then, Ian?
Well,
when did it start? More to the point, I guess.
It started in October.
So just in October. So you got a whole 2 years now. And have you got all the events mapped out in your mind?
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably, you know, October again, 2012, Loch Ness Marathon. But I've had a bit of a text with Kevin. Mm-hmm. Maybe cycling up there, and then me doing the marathon again. 2013, I would love, if possible, if I get funding or help somewhere, is to run and cycle across Holland.
Oh, brilliant.
And that's for you, Tracy, just to put that in, because you just hear about these madcap schemes from St. Oswald's Ringner up, etc. It'll be all good. Just to the target really is to raise in the region of 10,000 for St. Oswald's and 5,000 plus for the Retired Greyhound Trust. Again, two charities who are big in my heart.
Fantastic. You wanted to say something about work as well?
Yeah, just you know, being a civil servant, working together, it makes lives better. And a lot of bad press about civil servants, unfortunately. And some good stories, like the LPC has a charity committee that I'm on. All the people I work with do a great job, you know, put their hands deep in their pockets. Last year we raised $8,000 for national and local charities, and we'll go out in the community. We had an animal charity month where we raised money for Northumberland Greyhound Rescue and also Equorum, which is a horse charity based in Alnwick. So we'll help them as well. So great stories on like a Sunday paper, which always publishes things about how civil servants have it easy.
Yes, Jeremy Clarkson. Hope you're listening.
Yeah, eat your heart out.
Okay. Special guest Ian Fenwick and his Cato on a Mission. Get on that website and get donating. I was chatting to you off air, and it's very interesting if you would regale us quickly over the next few minutes of the beginnings.
I would say back in the day with my grandma, amazing charity fundraiser, Christian woman, and like today you wouldn't go out at 70-year-old and stuff like that, going around knocking on people's doors and flats and high-rise buildings and stuff. You know, nowadays just wouldn't happen. But her and her friends, the raise for Northeast Cancer and the cancer campaign over the years, about £1 million.
Wow.
And she was trying to make us be humble in the fact that there's always people worse off than yourself.
See, I've known you a long time and I didn't know this. She must have been quite an inspiration to you.
She was. Unbelievable inspiration. And that led on to doing Great North Runs as a kid and raising money for the local hospital and dystrophy, other things such as Macmillan and Northeast Cancer Campaign and the Cancer Run. So,
brilliant. People may have just joined the show. If you have, you're with Tom Wilson on the 70 Serenade with a very special guest here on Lionheart Radio, 107.3 FM, Ian Fenwick. And Ian, remind them of that all important website.
All the W's, catoonamission.co.uk.
And that's Cato.
Yeah, Cato, as in Cato Fong from the Pink Panther.
Pink Panther. Now, we now have 11 minutes left to conclude our excellent chat with Ian Fenwick, who has told us all about, and I hope you've been listening and scribbling down the website, but if not, Ian, give it to us again.
All the W's, Cato with a C, catoonamission.co.uk.
That's Cato. That's on a mission.
Catoon.
Fabulous. Okay. Did you want to say hi? I think you did.
Yeah.
To the person that's just texted in, he's called himself the Tile Cutter.
Yeah.
Well done, Ian, for your past charity achievements, and here's to many more in the future.
Mr. Hicks, my boss at work, unbelievable guy. Three words I can say about him. Well, he's a good fella, actually, but three words. Mean, moody, and magnificent.
Does he call himself the boss?
No.
No. Superb. Okay, listen, you've got in the region of 8 minutes to go, which gives you ample time to say a few words. But I would like you just to remind people again what's happening over the next 2 years, because people are joining the show and maybe not heard what's been getting
said. A few events, done the Loch Ness Marathon. I say hopefully it's either going to be Edinburgh or Copenhagen in May. The big thing in July, running, swimming, cycling, canoeing from Whitehaven to Tynemouth. 2013, hopefully, again, depends on plans, etc. Cycling.
Steve Stewart's just entered the studio, clamouring to become involved. But Ian,
I couldn't run a marathon.
Do you think you could get Steve in shape?
Oh, definitely.
In time?
Definitely.
Yeah. You couldn't bend wire this year.
Okay, Ian, listen, it's everybody out there, please visit the website www.cato.com on a mission.
Yep.
Yep. Wonderful.